How are you?
I'm good. I got 5 minutes.
I tried to cancel the Dina Gross meeting, but she insisted.
Yeah, she'll be nervous. Just tell her they arrested me because...
You're working too hard for your clients? I did. She still wants to talk.
Fine. Bring Carrie Zepps into the meeting. She feels more comfortable with men in charge.
I'm trying to call Neil Gross.
No. Don't do that. This is all about his wife. She's still house counsel for Chumum, so he's given her the authority over the antitrust case.
The class action.
Right. Some of the coders claim there was a conspiracy between Chumum and some of the other tech firms to hold down salaries and stop poaching employees.
What? Well, I ran through the files, and they don't want to go to trial.
That's right. They feel betrayed by their own coders for suing them, so they want to make an example of them.
So scare them off in depositions.
Yes. If we don't shut this down, they will leave us. That's why Dina was meeting with Lockhart Gardner.
Does she know that Diane is coming with us?
What?
Does Mrs. Gross know that Diane Lockhart is leaving Lockhart Gardner and joining us?
I didn't know she was coming to us.
Carrie.
What? I'm a named partner, Alicia. You can't decide this for now.
We have to move forward. And I have no idea when you're going to get out of here.
I'll be out in 24 hours.
And we will lose Diane if we don't decide now.
So the equity partners already voted to bring her in?
We haven't gotten that far yet. Carrie, we don't have a lot of time. Will it matter to Chumum if they know Diane is coming with us?
It'll matter to Neil Gross. It won't matter to Dina. And don't call her Mrs. Gross. She goes by her maiden name, Lampard.
That's it. Stand up.
Oh, what about the deposition strategy?
I'll be out before then.
In case you're not.
Hands behind your back.
Why? What's going on?
Harry, the depositions. What's the strategy?
It's too hard to go after all 30 coders. Look at my files. I focused my fire on the senior coder, Gus Palicki.
Your Honor, he has spent 5 days in jail.
Yeah, because he's charged with conspiracy to transport heroin.
No, because the ASA is trying to punish him. We have supplied the court with his bail.
And we have asked for a source of funds here. And the burden of proof is reversed here, Your Honor. The defense must show that the bail money is legitimate and does not come from drug proceeds.
And that is why I have submitted this affidavit from Dexter Roja. The bail money comes from his business.
Roja, who is intimately connected with Lamont Bishop, the top drug dealer. Just allow me to question, Mr. Bishop. That's all I ask.
And what is the harm in that, Mrs. Law?
The harm is...
Excuse me, I need both of you to step back behind the bar.
The harm is that this is a Trojan horse hearing. The ASA does not care about the source of funds. He wants to question Mr. Bishop under oath about his business.
Mr. Defense only fears because Mr. Bishop will withdraw his illegal funds if threatened with questioning.
And yet I'm perusing an affidavit here swearing to the fact that these funds are legally obtained. So why doesn't that suffice?
I believe it is a lie.
Okay, so what now?
Let me call a witness, a hostile witness who I think will tell the truth no matter what.
Who?
Alicia Florek.
Can she hear us?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, we have another problem.
Oh, good. More.
I know what evidence they have against you.
Okay, what?
A wire.
That's good. I didn't tell Bishop's crew how to break the law. What?
You did.
No, I didn't.
I heard it, Carrie.
You heard a tape of me telling Bishop's crew how to smuggle 1.3 million in heroin into the country?
And how to send it without getting caught.
Then it's a fake.
Well, we still have options.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't do this. And I don't know what you heard, Kalinda, but I was asked questions by 3 crew members in Bishop's crew, and I made it very clear that I couldn't advise them on anything.
But you answered their questions?
Only their hypothetical questions.
Is the tape edited?
Possibly.
Well, then we need the testimony of the 3 crew members. Only those 3 can contradict the wire.
Only those 2. One of them was wearing the wire.
Thank you for meeting us here. We just want you to know, Mrs. Gross.
Miss Lampard.
Right. We just want you to know that Kerry was targeted by the SA's office because he's so effective for his clients.
That still doesn't do me much good if he's in jail.
That's why Alicia and I are handling the deposition prep.
Kerry, could you take Dina through our strategy? Mr. Bishop, hello. Do we have an appointment?
No. Just Mrs. Florek, please. You need an office with a door.
Yes, we're putting one in.
I understand you're testifying today about the bail money.
Yes, Diane just called me.
I want you to know something. If they make me testify, the bail money goes away. Do you understand?
But hasn't your state had more murders per capita than any other state, Mr. Governor?
Well, I think our state has the same gun problems of any large state. I do think we try harder to enforce our gun laws.
Crime will be his undoing, Eli.
You sound like a Republican, Miss Jarrett.
I sound like a voter.
A voter?
Yeah, a voter.
Oh, how's Washington, voter?
Oh, Eli, are you still pouting?
Why would I be pouting? Oh, because you didn't hire me at the White House after expressly promising to do so.
I didn't promise a thing. That was all in your head.
What about your wife? What are her views on gun laws?
Well, the last thing I want to do is to speak for my wife.
Well, she has represented some pretty hardened criminals, hasn't she?
Yes, that's because she's a good lawyer. She represents the sinners and the saints, but...
Sinners and saints? Is that you?
I never sign my canvases. It's an ongoing process. So, like I said, when are you heading back to D.C.?
Monday, why?
You're into women running for office, aren't you?
What do you need, Eli?
I need you to help convince a woman to run.
Who? Nora O'Donnell.
No. Alicia Florek.
Case number 14CR3866.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Florek.
Mr. Palmer?
Who supplied the $1.3 million to Carrie August's bail?
Dexter Roja, one of her clients.
And he's a businessman?
Yes.
And a very generous businessman by the look of things.
I can't speak to that.
Well, you have to be pretty generous to give $1.3 million to someone that you hardly know.
Objection? Is that a question?
Let me rephrase. You have to be pretty generous to give $1.3 million to someone that you hardly know?
It would be inaccurate to say that Dexter Roja hardly knows Carrie.
I see. How many times has Mr. Roja met Carrie in person?
I'm not sure.
More than three times?
Objection, Mrs. Florek has already stated that she is not sure.
Yeah, I'll withdraw. Is it your understanding that Mr. Roja's money came from his health club business?
That is correct, Mr. Palmer.
Isn't Mr. Roja a longtime associate of Lamont Bishop?
Objection, Your Honor. Vague.
What is vague? Long time or associate?
Both.
No, I find them both clear. Overruled.
Yes. Mr. Roja at one time worked for Mr. Bishop.
In his drug empire.
Objection, not in evidence.
Sustained.
Mrs. Florek, when Mr. Roja gave you this money, was Mr. Bishop present?
Yes.
He was there. Mr. Bishop was there.
Yes, but on another matter. Does the ASA have any more questions?
Yes, I do. Mrs. Florek, could you please tell me what this is?
It appears to be a master membership roster of Mr. Roja's health club.
Yes. It is. Thank you. Quite a few members.
I believe it does very well.
Oh, very well. Could you also tell me what this is, please?
It's a death certificate inventory from the county medical examiner.
Yes, it is. Thank you again. It is a list of people who have died in the last 2 years. Could you compare the highlighted names there with the membership roster from the health clubs?
Your Honor, what does this have to do with our source of funds hearing?
Dexter Roja's bail money came from his business. 20% of his business came from people who are dead.
All right, let me see that.
His business is a sham. It is a cover for laundering Mr. Bishop's drug proceeds, and if I were allowed to question Mr. Bishop, then this would become evidence.
Your Honor, you have already quashed Mr. Bishop's subpoena.
Yes, but we would suggest that Mrs. Florek's testimony has opened that question again.
Your Honor, there is nothing new here.
No, actually there is. Okay, I'm going to allow Mr. Bishop to be subpoenaed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
with you. It feels good to be home after the wilds of New York. And you were all missed out there. Well, maybe not you, David.
Thank you, Dean. Good to finally have you near. Which brings us to our last item of business today. Diane.
Yes. After founding this firm 13 years ago and seeing it turn from a small corporate non-entity to one of the two top law firms in Chicago, I find that it's time for me to resign. Thank you, but I've given this a lot of thought. I am married now, and
Diane has graciously agreed to hand over the managing partner reins to Mr. Canning, who is unfortunately out sick today. But let's give a round of applause to Diane Locke.
Okay, what's going on?
What do you mean?
Diane, you recruited me. I'm here because of you, and I resign.
I'm going to Floragago's.
You're kidding me.
In a week, no one knows I'm going. No one at Lockhart Gardner.
What about your clients?
Alicia Florek is meeting with them individually to encourage them to follow me. I can't do that. I have a fiduciary responsibility to Lockhart Gardner.
Dad, this is crazy. You're leaving the biggest firm in Chicago for a startup?
Yes. Come with me. It's a good firm, Dean. Go to Floragago's and see for yourself.
Bishop withdrew the bail money. I'm going to spend a year in here waiting for trial.
I still have other options. I'm looking into a second mortgage on my apartment.
Alicia. Can't do that.
I can. I'm meeting today.
It's very generous, but seriously.
Stop it. You would do the same thing.
You have to take the deposition today.
I'll reschedule.
You can. Dina will take her business to Lockhart Gardner. Bring Carrie Zepps into the depot and have him whisper in your ear every now and then for a fact.
Who's on the other side?
Lorraine Joy, Clements and Holloway.
You're kidding.
What? Why?
Alicia, how are you?
I'm good, Lorraine. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm excited about facing off, finally. I hope that all is forgiven about me not hiring you. But look at you now. What a perfectly adorable office.
Should we get started?
The first deposition is Gus Palicki. He's our top coder.
He's the linchpin?
Yeah. The rest of the class action crumbles if you destroy him.
And how long have you worked at Chum Hum, Mr. Palicki?
I was fired. About 7 years total.
Until you discovered this Chum Hum price fixing.
Ms. Joy, do you mind?
Chum Hum had a handshake deal with other social networking companies. A week later, I was fired.
Let's break something that looks important so Dina thinks I'm in control.
Thank you, Gary.
Do you need a minute with Alicia to help her?
His lawyer will try and shut you down, but starting with questions about his drinking.
My drinking?
Yes. You were pulled over on the afternoon of May 19th.
Yes, I was upset. That was the day I found out about the agreement.
The price-fixing agreement.
So because of that discovery, you decided to get drunk?
I had a couple of beers at lunch, and that's all.
You received a negative performance evaluation in the previous week. Your supervisor wrote that he smelled alcohol on your breath.
That's a lie. That was a fluoride.
And three other negative evaluations in the months prior to your being let go. Repeated lateness, failure to accomplish assigned tasks.
They planted those and they backdated them.
Did they also backdate this accusation of your sexting?
What? That was a prank.
Alicia, I think your partner wants to confer with you.
No, we're good. Let's go through these sexts one at a time.
Told you. I don't want you investigating my crew.
This isn't an investigation, Mr. Bishop. I just need to get statements from three of your crew, that's all. It's to back up Carrie's...
Foul! That was a foul, ref! I heard there was a tape. You know anything about it?
No.
If someone in my crew is betraying me, I need to... Go, Dylan! You got it! Go, go, go! Ah! Nice try, Dylan. Keep your head up, buddy. If someone's wearing a wire, I need to know. Me knowing helps you and your lawyer.
I wish I knew more, sir, but I'm in the dark.
Okay, you can question my three guys.
Good.
I have time this afternoon at 5.
Actually, you don't need to be there, Mr. Bishop.
Actually, I do.
We need to talk settlement.
All right.
But you have to raise the amount. I can't take that to my client.
We'll go as high as $4 million.
For Mr. Policky?
No. The whole class.
I'll talk to my client.
Alicia, there's an Avery Miller Siegel on line one.
Who? Oh, the bank. Mr. Miller Siegel, it's Alicia Florek.
It's Mrs. actually.
I'm sorry, it's loud in here.
Mrs. Florek, I am happy to inform you that Certified National Bank has approved your second mortgage loan.
Oh, good. Great, how quickly can we close?
As soon as tomorrow, if you like. I'll messenger over the documents for you and your husband to sign.
Okay, I'll be... my husband.
Well, yes, the apartment is co-owned by you and your husband, isn't that right?
Well, yes, technically, but he isn't a full-time occupant.
Yes, that doesn't matter. I'll still need his signature, too, given he's listed as a co-tenant.
Alicia, Valerie Jarrett's on line three.
I'm sorry, what?
Valerie Jarrett is on line three for you.
Mrs. Florek?
I'm sorry, can you hold for 1 second?
Certainly.
Valerie Jarrett? At the White House, Valerie Jarrett?
She didn't say. You want me to ask?
No. Oh, what's it regarding?
I have no idea. She just asked to speak to you.
Mrs. Miller, Siegel, can I call you back in a second?
I'll be here until 5.
Thank you. Hello, this is Alicia Florek.
Yes, Alicia, it's Valerie Jarrett. How are you doing today?
I'm
good.
Listen, I just wanted to call and tell you that I have been an admirer of yours for many years now.
You have?
Yes, yes, the way you started your own business and...
What does it say? What does it say?
Stuck by your husband.
I am not saying that.
And I admire the way you've set your own course.
Well, thank you,
Miss Jarrett. Have we met before? Or?
No, we haven't, but...
I heard that you were contemplating running for state's attorney.
She'll know it's me. What do you want me to say?
Encouragements.
And I wanted to encourage you to run. The only way women are going to change the world
is if they step up.
Miss Jarrett, may I ask?
How did you hear I was contemplating running?
How, the grapevine.
See, the thing is, Miss Jarrett...
My husband's chief of staff, Eli Gold, who's
the only one contemplating me running. Actually,
it's the furthest thing from my mind.
Well, why is that, Alicia?
Why? Because I hate politics.
I do too, Alicia.
The last person I vote for is someone who likes politics. We have enough politicians.
We need leaders who actually understand what it means to be a public servant. Listen, I've got to go. Promise me you'll think about it?
I will. Thank you for calling, Miss Jarrett.
What'd she want?
She wanted me to run.
Run where?
I have no idea.
Yeah, is this Florek Agos and Associates?
It is. We're in the midst of remodeling. Pardon our dust.
Is Alicia Florek here, please?
No, she just stepped out.
Okay, Mr. Agos?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Do you have any sense when he'll be back?
5 to 10.
Well, that's a joke. I really can't say. Are you looking for representation?
Robin, the water's cold.
Yeah, I know. They turned off the hot water for just an hour.
Are you kidding?
I know, Gunter. We're all making do. Oh, that's Gunter. We let him use the sink in the afternoon. So, are you looking for a lawyer?
I was.
Oh, no. We're a good firm. We're like a funky coffee house with all the great used couches. And we make the best coffee. I'll get a lawyer for you.
What the hell?
So Carrie did not advise you to break the law?
We were telling stories, that's all.
Stories that had no basis in truth.
Look, all we were saying is that if people did the stuff that they saw in the movies, we'd all be in jail. And Carrie was saying what would be good advice for those people. That's all.
The people in the movies.
Mm-hmm. Like, if the guy in the movie did this or that, then he wouldn't get caught.
Exactly. You weren't talking about anything real. We're not that stupid.
So you can all substantiate that Carrie was speaking in hypotheticals only?
That's right. Hypotheticals only.
The one with the silver teeth. Jim Leonard. He'll make a good witness. He's likable. So is Trey. Trey was the one wearing the wire. You said you didn't know who was wearing the wire. I didn't until today. His voice was the loudest on the tape. The microphone was on him. It's Trey. Didn't you say that he's Bishop's top man? Yeah. And we can't tell Bishop or he'll have him killed.
I can't sign this.
Yes, you can.
This is money for Carrie's bail?
Money that will come back to me.
After the trial.
Peter, it's a formality. The apartment's mine.
Yes, and I'm the governor of Illinois. If I sign off on a loan for bail for an accused drug dealer...
Carrie's not
an... It's not about what he is. It's about what it looks like.
No one's ever going to know.
Until they do. You should know this better than anyone. Documents don't go away. Your signature doesn't go away.
You're punishing me.
What?
For how things have unfolded these last few months, you and me. You want to be angry at me, be angry at me, but don't punish Carrie.
Okay. It's good seeing you.
You're going?
I can't sign off on your loan. And neither should you. It's just not a smart move.
Maybe I just wanted to believe you'd do the right thing. Because the man I married would have.
Well, that's interesting. Because the woman I married never would have asked.
So, do we have a deal?
No. Actually, I think we should continue with our depositions.
Really? Who should we depose?
Her.
That is not a law firm. It's a frat house.
They have some issues.
No. Issues can be solved. I'm talking about structural oddities. I mean, the inmates are running the asylum.
Alicia's been distracted.
By the fact that her partner's in jail.
Look, they're rough around the edges because they're just starting up. But startups have their advantages. Don't you feel stifled here? Wouldn't you love an opportunity to... build a firm the way you want?
Sure. Not if it looks like that.
Forget what Flora Gagos looks like now. What can it turn into? A firm with a mission, with a real minority initiative, with women and people of color in authority. All you're seeing are roadblocks. See an opportunity to build our future exactly how we want it to be.
Poaching was and is a problem in the tech industry, yes.
You invest time and money in an employee only to see them leave.
Yes, but if you're asking if Chum Hum had a secret agreement with other companies to hold down salaries or to clamp down on poaching, no. Absolutely not.
Okay. Can you tell me what that is, please?
It's a copy of an email.
From Patrick Edelstein, CEO of Sleuthway, to you. Can you read it?
May I... May I see a copy, please?
Well, certainly. Here you go, Alicia. Miss Lampard, if you wouldn't mind.
About the agreement we discussed, I'm in. Sick of losing all my best people to you. XX Patrick.
I'm sorry, what does this prove? Mr. Edelstein sent her a vague email.
Yes, but Miss Lampard forwarded the email to her director of human resources. Can you tell me what that is there in the text of this forwarding email, Miss Lampard?
That? A smiley face.
An emoticon, signifying your satisfaction at having reached an agreement with Mr. Edelstein.
Not necessarily.
Isn't it true, Ms. Lombard, that many communications in the tech industry contain emoticons?
No.
Maybe you can explain these.
smiley faces, winkies, grunts, cheers. In every case, the emoticons illustrate your feelings about a proposed deal.
We're going to have to leave it there. I'm being called away.
Oh, really? How convenient for you.
Our life has become more interesting since Terry was arrested.
Who is it?
No idea, but he has money.
Mrs. Florek, hi. Ernie Nolan, Erco Properties. We met once at a fundraiser for your husband.
Oh, yes, of course. One of my clients has an office in your building. It's a lovely space.
Thank you. Thank you. And may I say that your offices are lovely also?
Well, we are a work in progress. So how can I help you today, Mr. Nolan?
Well, actually, maybe we can speak alone.
Actually, Robin is my most valued confidant, so no.
Okay. I've heard about your partner's troubles. Curtis Agos?
Terry Agos.
I want to loan the funds for his bail, interest-free.
Why would you do that, Mr. Nolan?
I think it's disgraceful how the current state's attorney is behaving. It's railroading your partner. So here's a cashier's check for $1.3 million.
Take it. I'm still confused. How well do you know my husband?
How well? Not very. Why?
Did my husband ask you to do this?
No.
Then I'm confused.
I'm not a fan of the current state's attorney. Yeah. The way he's been treating your partner, it's the same way he's been treating the hardworking businessmen of Chicago. And we need a change.
I'm not running for state's attorney, Mr. Nolan.
I know. But when you do announce...
I'm not announcing. I'm never running, ever. I'm not a politician.
Right. Exactly.
It was very nice to meet you.
And you. We'll be in touch.
No, we won't. Here you go.
I'm trying to be a friend, Mrs. Florek.
I know. I have plenty of friends. I don't need any more.
You're taking money from Roderick Realty?
Have a nice day.
Am I a bad person? I mean, take the money. Take the check.
No, it's not free.
What do you care? He thinks you're running for state's attorney, but you're not. So take the check. You told him you're not running. It's not corrupt.
But he'll expect a quid pro quo.
So there isn't one. Unless you secretly want to run.
What?
The only reason to reject that check is if you think it'll hurt your campaign.
There is no campaign.
I know, so take the check. Are you going to get it?
Don't ever use surrogates on me, Eli. Valerie Jarrett, she doesn't just make it up in her mind to suggest I run. You put her up to it. I'm not running. I have no interest in running. There's no wrong I want corrected. There's no mountain I want to climb. So stop getting people to call me and come to me with money. I'm not changing my mind.
What?
I'm not changing my mind. And if I took that money, it's corrupt.
Wait, what money?
Ernie Nolan's money.
Ernie Nolan from Erco Properties? He offered you money?
Eli, stop it.
I didn't talk to him. I didn't say anything.
I'm not running.
Wow, that's interesting. Something odd. I just saw a guy in Lockhart's preliminary witness list for the Cary August trial. They listed two of the crew members who were with August, not all three.
Who was the one they left off?
Trey.
RCI, the one wearing the wire.
Yep.
How did they know?
I have no idea.
Dane. Hello. Is everything all right?
I'd like to speak to you about Florek Agos.
I thought about what you said. Building from the ground up, starting new. All my life, I've pursued the sure thing, the predictably obtainable. So it frightened me to think about going after something new. It also excited me.
You're coming?
Yes.
I'm so glad, Dean.
It's not just me. They're coming too.
You're kidding.
Wait, what? Conan Faber from Corporate Transactional, Kay Sargent from Tax, Kevin Myers from M&A, and Christie and Berger from Trusts and Estates.
Six department heads. Two of them David Lee proteges.
Well, where are we going to put them all?
Well, it's a pretty high-class problem. Would you excuse us?
Patrick Edelstein, CEO of Sleuthway. And an innocent man.
Thank you, Mr. Edelstein, for answering questions.
No problem. It helps that you're suing me, too.
In your capacity as CEO, did you give a presentation at the Beaver Creek Tech Conference last fall?
I did.
Ms. Lampard approached you afterwards, didn't you?
She did. She said she was in complete agreement that costs were spiraling out of control.
And did she propose a solution?
She suggested a deal, that Sleuthway and Chum Hum would agree to hold the line on salaries and agree not to poach one another's key people.
Really? And what did you say?
Initially, I agreed, but I have to be honest, I never intended to honor the agreement, and I never did. Ms. Lampard can be challenging to deal with, so I just told her what she wanted to hear.
But Ms. Lampard was serious about this deal, wasn't she?
It certainly seems so to me.
We have a problem.
What kind of a problem?
Jim Leonard.
Oh, Bishop's man, the one with the silver teeth?
Yep. And?
He's dead.
What?
Any sense why?
Bishop.
He thought Leonard was the CI.
Damn.
Yep.
He just killed one of Carrie's two witnesses.
Correspondent?
Yes?
I just wondered if you had a quick reaction to the push-pull script that was leaked this morning.
Excuse me? It's 7 a.m.
I know. I need some quotes for our online edition. Do you have any reaction to the push-pull about your candidacy?
I don't have a candidacy.
Is that a quote?
I know. I got the same call. It wasn't me, Alicia.
Eli.
Why would I leak a push-pull like that? Have you read it?
Who else, Eli? Who else would poll on my candidacy?
Castro. Right now he's a shoo-in for re-election. He's worried about you.
I don't believe you.
Have you read the polling questions? They make you look bad. Do you think the wife of a sitting governor should take advantage of her position to run for office? This is Castro, not me. Don't you see? And I had nothing to do with Ernie Nolan offering you money. He did it on his own. Yes, I got Valerie Jarrett to call you, but that was it. This is just happening.
Nothing just happens.
Yes, it does. As cynical as I am, I know that sometimes the world just takes over. People write letters, kids stand in front of tanks, college students vote, and even this crook Nolan. That's a good sign. I never trust when the good guys support you. It's when the bad guys come around, you know it's real. People think you're important enough to bribe. Did the reporter tell you the polling results?
I don't want to know.
It backfired for Castro. 74% viewed your candidacy in a positive light, even with his word in it.
Stop, Eli.
Peter would kill for those numbers. Any politician would.
Mrs. Florek.
It's always a pleasure. Although this is about your partner's prosecution, you'll have
I'm not running, Mr. Castro.
Okay, I don't know where that came from, but good to know.
Every dollar you spend polling on me is a waste of a dollar. I'm not running.
I assure you, I had nothing to do with that poll that was leaked to the paper this morning. I'm far too focused on my own campaign to worry about yours.
There's no mine. I'm not running.
Good. It wouldn't make much sense, running while your partner is going to jail for dealing.
I'm not a threat to you.
Oh, I know. You may be polling at 74%, but where do they find out what your firm's been up to?
I'm not running.
Good. Then we have no disagreement.
Why are you going after Carrie?
Drugs. Why do you think... glad.
Did you see this? Do you think a prominent politician's wife with no political credentials should run for office?
Pushpull, I know it sounds bad, but look at the results.
Get Castro on the line.
Why?
Because I'm going to tell him if he keeps up with this crap, we're getting involved.
It wasn't Castro.
It wasn't? Well, who was it?
Okay, first of all, Alicia should run.
Stop.
She just...
You're kidding.
She wasn't listening to surrogates. I needed to create enemy surrogates.
Okay, do what you have to do. But don't do this.
You don't like Dina Lampard, do you, Mr. Edelstein?
Yes, I do.
In your last deposition, you said she was difficult to handle.
Yeah, but I meant in business.
You don't hold a personal grudge against her?
I'm not sure. What do you mean?
You and Miss Lampard used to date, didn't you?
I need a moment with my lawyers. I never gave you permission to go down this route, Mrs. Florek.
What do you think Neil Gross would hate more? Finding out that you and Alston dated or losing this lawsuit?
We used to date a few years ago.
Until your arch rival, Neil Gross, stole her away from you.
I wouldn't characterize it that way.
You two were supposed to go away together to Belize, weren't you? Here is an affidavit from a Beaver Creek participant who said that you referred to Dina as a lying bitch.
I might have been inelegant, but I thought her price-fixing scheme was ridiculous.
So ridiculous, in fact, that you didn't think she would hold up her side of the bargain.
I mean, she was always flying off the handle, saying things.
So if you didn't believe that Dina would do what she said, then there was no agreement, was there?
What do you mean?
An agreement requires an offer and an acceptance to be valid. If you and the other CEOs didn't believe that Dina would follow through with her end of the deal, then there was never a valid acceptance.
Well, I mean... Actually, I can't be so certain what Dina would do or not.
Let's discuss.
$5 million.
Four.
They conspired to hold the line on employees' pay. They fired anyone who objected.
Prove it.
4.5.
No. Four.
I should have hired you. You're an assassin.
Your mistake.
He's dead.
Yeah. The ship's tying up loose ends. He thought his enemy was June, but it wasn't.
Carrie, we'll do our best, but the loss of this witness hurts.
Have you talked to Bishop?
About?
Make sure he doesn't kill the other good witness?
Yes.
Jim Leonard was the best witness for Carrie we had. The one whose testimony was most likely to be favorable to us in court.
You saying he wasn't the one wearing the wire?
No. I'm saying that we can't lose another witness.
Okay. And tell me who Carrie needs. You don't want both witnesses to be unavailable? Then tell me who Carrie needs.
All those in favor? Carrie, what's your vote?
Nay.
That is 10 yeas and 5 nays. The motion passes. We are now Florek, Agos, and Lockhart.
And we're no longer in debt.
This is the Cook County Jail's automated phone system. You have exceeded the allotted time.
We have one new item of business. Chum Hum has agreed to an advance on our fees. It was Carrie's case. I move that we use it to get him out on bail.
I second.
Well, you can't second. You're not a partner.
I urge someone else to second.
I second.
All those in favor?
Argos, get up. You made bail.
Are you doing today, Gunter?
It depends. Do you have hot water?
I think so.
Then I'm good. What about you?
I don't know. Future's weird.
9/11 was a plot.
You look thin.
Yeah, diet, fresh air. A lot of changes around here.
Yeah. We missed you.
It's the first time we've done this, isn't it?
I think so. Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.